when you start gave him a leg up, I suppose, really. And at this level, you can't do it. It's the same old thing. We've give a crack goal away after 7 minutes. Got to clear our lines, don't, and they react on the second phase. And then three header for the second goal. Two set pieces have killed us, and it's just defensively not good enough today. I think it's, and we've known that. It's not been for a lack of effort of trying to get people through the door. And we need to be able to defend better. And at the moment, it's the same mistakes every week that are costing us. And you warn the boys about the lads. You go through things with them, give them players to mark. And when you're getting three headers in your box, it's a case of if they can't take that on board, then obviously you have to get other people in. And it's what we've got to look to do, because at the moment we can't keep a clean sheet for love nor money.
So frustrated for you, coming off the back of course last week's win over Torquay, that you couldn't get that consecutive run going.
Yes, that's been us. I think we've only done it once, back-to-back wins this season, and a lot of that's come down to silly mistakes. Like, you come here, you cut them two corner errors out, and you come in, you think, OK, 0-0 away from here on a difficult conditions, it's not a bad point. But you go 2-0 down, you're chasing the game, and we had probably lion's share of possession, put a lot of balls into their box, but the difference was they defended their box very well and we didn't.
A couple of changes for you today with Jamie Coyle and Delano Sam York not appearing. Was that forced on you, those changes?
Yeah, a little bit frustrating. Coyle's been ill all week and hasn't really been out of train, and then didn't get much sleep in that last night, so he sort of had to rule himself out. And Delano's had a groin problem all week, had to pull out of training Thursday, tried to give him a fitness test before the game, he failed it. Thought about chucking him on for the last 10, but if I'm honest with you, he's not right, and it's kind of one of them I don't want to aggravate it and we lose him for 2 or 3 weeks, because I think he's got a big part to play. So frustrating, because we had a good performance last week and ideally you want a settled side, but it wasn't to be. And and like I say, we've got to pick ourselves up and go again and try and get that win next Saturday.
Of course, next Saturday sees us play Aldershot at the Gallagher Stadium. What are you expecting for that one?
A real tough game, a good side. We found that up there. We had a good performance up there. They scored a late goal. But, yeah, they're sort of want to make a push for the playoffs. So it's going to be a real tough game for us. I think they're on a good run. I'm not sure how they got on today, but they've been on a good run, good side. So it's going to be difficult for us. But we're at home, and we've just got to get our head down, work this week, and put on a performance.
Your task for this week, how do you see this week panning out? You know, trying to get people in. Obviously, the window closes, isn't it, early next week. Any movement that you can foresee at this time?
We've been working hard to try and get defensively some competition in there. I think we need it, because no matter what pairing, what I like the fact we went with a five last week and it worked for us. This week we've had to change it, and we look shaky, to be honest with you. Look very nervous back there, and I think that comes when you're not getting clean sheets. The nerves play a part, and it wasn't a game for sort of trying to get it down and play at the back. It was a game for defending, and if you look at their two centre halves, they did it a lot better than us. And both goals, like I say, could be avoided. The first one, it should be avoided. The second one, if he side foots that clear, they don't get a corner, and then Millsy leaves his runner. So it's just silly things that are costing us all the time, and we've got to look at that defensively, and we'll try again to try and get one, possibly two in, and if we can do that, we will. If not, we've got to carry on and do plenty of work this week to try and iron out these mistakes.